Joining us now, he is Gisla Sohag of Rational Golf, and we're going to talk biomatch today. Gisla, welcome to the Golf Shop.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so this is a product that you sent me an email, and I was really interested about this. So first, kind of give everybody an indication as to what this biomatch product is all about, your best 60-second commercial.
Well, it's a way of matching the golf club so that you can apply the same consistent swing to all your clubs. So when your subconscious mind only have to learn one swing, you'll be far more consistent. Your dispersion will be much better, and thereby you will score better. Typically, a 20 handicapper will drop 5 shots within 1 or 2 games.
5 shots within 1 or 2 rounds of golf? I mean, how much practice is in there?
You will improve effortlessly as your subconscious mind now only have to think about one swing. The game becomes so much easier. You will hit the sweet spot more consistently, and thereby your dispersion is better. I have a friend. I fitted him a few months ago. He's an 8 handicapper, and he played one practice round, then he played a tournament, and he played 10 under par.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 10 under his par. So he won the tournament, obviously, and it's the best round he ever had.
So
this is maybe better than typical, but typically a 20 handicapper will drop 5 shots.
Okay, so people don't think we're talking about, you know, snake oil and whatnot. Give people an idea for exactly how they go about doing this. I mean, this is something that you're adding to the grip of the club. Like you said, swing weight is the way that things used to be looked at. This is a completely different methodology. So this is something that goes at the end of the club. How do I get to that point? First off, I have to put in some statistics and some information, and there's a formula that kind of kicks out something that you're going to send me when all this is said and done, right?
Yes. It's a bit complicated, but the computer program makes a model of your body. You input your height, weight, fat percentage, and the computer will make a computer model of your body, swinging each of your clubs. So you also have to input the weight, moment of inertia, length of each of your clubs. Then the computer model will swing every club and decide how much weight to add to each club so that they will swing consistently.
So what I'm ultimately going to get is I'm going to get something for all 13 clubs in my bag, not the putter, but the 13 the 13 swingable clubs in the bag. And this is something that I'm going to, you know, drill into the grip of the club. And it's gonna. It's basically matching all my clubs up, in a sense.
Yeah. All the weights I'm sending you will be different. The set comes with a tool to make a hole in the back end of the grip. You then insert the weight and tighten it. And you're ready to go.
So how did...
Then you just forget about the weights and just keep playing, and your game will improve effortlessly.
So this is almost like, I mean, we see it all the time, like Game Golf and companies like this that are giving us the little tabs on the end of the club. This is no more impactful than one of those being on the grip of the golf club, correct?
They come in various weights, from 6 grams and all the way up to 60 grams in steps of 2 grams. So it's a little bit more substantial. Your clubs are going to feel a bit strange the first time you play with them. Then you try again the next day. All this has gone into your subconscious mind, and you don't feel the weights anymore, and your game starts improving.
Now we've heard before of, you know, PGA Tour players back weighting their golf clubs, and this is what this is, correct?
It's more than back weighting, because the program calculates the optimum weight for each club, and then I just add enough weight to reach that optimum weight. So the optimum weight is also depends on the moment of inertia of the club. So instead of adding back weight, I could have added weight to the club head, but adding weight to the back end of the club is just easier.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Gisli Sohag of Rational Golf and talking about BioMatch, a new product. You guys are going to be down at the PGA Merchandise Show, correct?
Yes. We will have a stand at the Inventor Spotlight. So I'm really much looking forward to that.
So all the data that I'm going to put in on the front end, these are things that I know. I mean, I heard something about your body fat index or something like that. I mean, how do I calculate something like that?
Well, you can use a body fat analyzer. You get them in most stores at around $30, $40. Or you can just estimate your fat percentage. The most important input is the actual weight of each of your clubs. And another important input is the moment of inertia of the club. Now, very few people have an instrument for measuring moment of inertia. So the online program will estimate that for you based on the other data you give.
Now, explain the moment of inertia a little bit more for our listeners out there that may not understand what you're talking about.
Well, moment of inertia is basically the heft of the club, what it feels like when you swing it, how heavy it is to swing. That is the moment of inertia.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mass is what you feel when you like weigh it in your hand. So these are the two components that decides how your club acts when you swing it. The overall mass or weight of the club will affect how your hands move, how fast your hand move in the downswing. The moment of inertia affects how fast your club head will release. So by synchronizing this, you will have, by using the same swing for all the clubs, let's say your left arm and your shaft will be in a straight line at impact for all the clubs. So if you are able to make a good golf swing with one club, you will apply the same swing to all the other clubs, and you will automatically be in a position where you are hitting the sweet spot and your hand is in the correct position.
So, I mean, this sounds like there's a lot of physics and a lot of technology that goes into this, but then there's such a simple solution. How did you come about getting into this, and how did Rational Golf develop this? I mean, kind of give me a feel for the thought process of the getting from A to Z, if you will.
Yeah, it all started more than 10 years ago, actually. I was being fitted for a set of clubs, and I asked the club fitter, What swing weight should I have? And he didn't have an answer. So I started to study all this. What is swing weight all about? Now, I have a background in maths and physics. And the more I look into swing weight, the more I realize that this is just, well, it's an approximation to moment of inertia. And it worked well maybe 95 years ago when clubs were still made of wood. But now that you have steel shafts and graphite shafts, its swing weight has no meaning, especially as you have steel shafts and graphite shafts in the same set. So they are completely different. They swing completely different. You need to apply a different swing to every club because they are matched by swing weight. And the swing weight is just an approximation to moment of inertia. And even if you match by moment of inertia, you still wouldn't have a matched set of clubs because mass is also very important, or just as important as the moment of inertia. So if you match a set of clubs by moment of inertia, you're only doing half the job because you're not matching the mass of the clubs.
So is that like when I always talked about, I mean, you know, I'm 47 years old. I've been playing golf for 40 years. You know, growing up, I always felt like I had a good understanding of where the club was throughout the entire swing because there was a certain weight to it. As clubs got lighter and lighter, I mean, I use a shaft that's like 120-gram shaft in my irons. But, you know, when you get up to the driver, you know, you've got a shaft that might be, you know, 65 or 70 or 75 grams. And I feel like I lose – the feel of where that club is in my backswing because the shaft on it is so light. I mean, is that something that this is going to help eliminate? Is because there's the weight up in the grip, I can actually feel where the club is more often?
Yes, yes. That's some of the feedback I'm getting. Yeah. There is that the longer clubs needs to be lighter because when you hit the ball, your hands are further forward at impact with the longer clubs. So longer clubs needs to be heavier than the shorter clubs. So, but still, because we are going all the way up to 46-inch drivers, the amount of inertia become too big, and the club head is lagging. So that's why most people are slicing the ball. If they cut down on the shaft or grip down on the shaft until you swing it and the club face closes naturally, and you will hit it straight. So at that point, you have the right combination of mass and moment of inertia.
Gotcha. Okay. So how do people go about getting started? First off, they have to go to your website, which is?
www.rationalgolf.com.
And then there's a place for them to click to go ahead and get started. And, yeah. You know, you have to put your name and email in and then select a password. And then from that point on, so they're registering for an account. From that point on, they're entering in the information. They're going to be prompted to enter in all the information?
Yes, that's correct. The only thing to remember is that you need a kitchen scale or letter scale handy because you need to input the weight of each of the clubs.
And it's the total weight of the club. It's not the swing weight of the club. It's the actual total overall weight of the club.
That's correct.
Okay. So once they get all that information in, what's next? Do they get a report back and that's a free report or do they have to pay for that report?
They have to pay $25 for that report. After that, they can choose to purchase their weight kit including the tool to the installation. It's maybe $100, $110. Depends on what size of weight you actually need.
So all 13 clubs for approximately how much?
Including the tool, about $110.
Wow. That's not bad at all. I mean, people pay $110 to go play a round of golf.
That's right, yeah. I try to keep the price down and try to get the word out, you know. And the feedback I'm getting is fantastic. I get a lot of emails from customers, and it's really amazing.
So once, you know, like you said, maybe play a round of golf or maybe go to the range a little bit, hit each of the clubs, might feel a little bit different starting out. But then after that, the brain kind of takes over and everything feels normal?
Yeah, everything goes into your muscle memory, which is just your subconscious mind. And sorts it out for you.
Well, man, this sounds awesome. I'm heading down to the merchandise show in January, and I can't wait to get into your booth and check it all out and see it live and in person.
Yeah, if you have a chance to bring your clubs, I will do it for you.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Yeah. Well, Gisli, it's really good talking to you, and I appreciate you coming on with us. And like I said, we look forward to seeing more out of Rational Golf and this BioMatch product.
Thank you very much, Mark.